USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A camera is being allowed into a South Texas migrant facility. Border Patrol allowing a camera at the Donna facility on Tuesday, where they described how agents process unaccompanied illegal immigrant minor cases. One agent saying children can call home every 48 hours or so. People under the age of 18 seeking asylum in the United States are only supposed to be held a total of 72 hours, that number being far exceeded. The White House is criticizing the long-awaited COVID report from the World Health Organization. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the report on the origins of the pandemic lacks transparency.
The report lacks crucial data, information, and access. It represents a partial and incomplete picture.
The 123-page report also calls it extremely unlikely that the virus leaked from a lab. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in New York need your help to find someone accused of a hate crime.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground and is wanted for a hate crime. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and instead just simply closes the door after the attack. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House is continuing to be concerned about the rising cases of coronavirus along with hospitalizations. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling MSNBC it is an accelerated threat.
So we are accelerating this response. We're bringing it to everybody. That should send a message to people that they should hold on for a couple more weeks at least.
Slavitt also saying that states that are loosening restrictions are playing with fire, although Texas seeing a decrease in cases since they loosened restrictions. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. response to the surge at the southern border is ramping up. More than 300 additional U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents are reportedly being deployed to the border amid the crisis. The surge being fueled by unaccompanied illegal immigrant children and border resources are being strained. The White House blaming the Trump administration, but Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, tells Fox News.
Send them back or they're going to keep coming. I've never seen so many incentives for illegal immigration as I see today. If you're 16 and younger, we're going to make sure you never leave the country. If you have a family member here illegally, we're going to pay to reunite the family illegally. That incentivizes more illegal immigration.
Major League Baseball and the Players Association agree on new COVID-19 protocols.
Major League Baseball has set a benchmark for lifting its COVID protocols for players. The league said Monday that when 85% of players and primary field staff get their full vaccination, it would lift restrictions, including requiring masks in the dugouts and bullpens. Vaccinated players would also be allowed to gather in indoor spaces without masks and would have more freedom to leave team hotels on road trips. MLB has not mandated vaccinations for its players and staff, but is strongly encouraging them to get the shots when they're eligible. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Opening day of the 2021 Major League Baseball season is on April 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.